CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari, on demand for your convenience. We didn't do one of these yesterday, Ari. There was that time where we always forgot, but now we've started to remember. Surprising, we didn't do one yesterday.
That sounded exactly the same. It's actually scary how long cue you are with my oars. I mean, it's pretty much every time. But really, Adam, does anyone even know when you click the button and when it's actually me?
Oh, that's the beauty of it. Probably not.
I am the hype.
We know, Ari, but listen. All right, on today's show, what do we do? So much. We had so many calls.
We love it. I love having a chat to you. Yeah. If it's good or bad, whatever.
So we were talking today about what did you do with before the internet and without the internet yesterday, obviously, for obvious reasons.
Yesterday was just so weird. Like, every time I thought about doing something, I was like, oh, yeah, I need internet for that.
See, internet piracy, it pays off. Show was on my computer.
Weird, because then when I got home, I also was thinking, oh, should I have a bath? And then I was like, oh, I can't, got no internet. And I'm like, what? That doesn't even make sense. Because I think I felt like I had no power because I had no internet. I don't know. It was just so weird. I was like, I can't use Word because I've got no internet, but I can actually use Word document. It doesn't require internet.
Yeah, unless it's one of those shared ones on the internet.
Yeah. You can't use. But it was just like everything was like, oh, dude.
Yeah, I was writing stuff down on post-it notes and stuff instead of writing them on shared documents and stuff. But
A brief on paper, handwritten.
The good thing about the shared documents online is it does upload them eventually once you do have internet. So whatever you change on a document, it will put it up on the internet once you have the internet again.
Really?
Yeah.
So with Instagram stories, you can post it and it will upload it when it's connected back up, which is pretty cool.
But yeah, some workers in Melbourne took it down.
Imagine if the internet was just out forever. They were just like, nah, world. Too many bullies. We're just going to turn the internet off.
Yeah, we'd all be better off. People thought that it was Russia hackers attacking us, and I was like, they wouldn't do that because it's a favour to us. They use the internet to pit us against each other. They hack in and they make these fake accounts of political accounts, and they make each other hate each other. So they need the internet to screw with us.
Is that a conspiracy theory or is that an actual fact?
Proven.
Yeah, it's a conspiracy theory.
Proven. Look it up.
No. Do you have actual fact?
Do you want me to look it up?
No, it's okay.
We don't have time.
That's fine.
People can do their own research.
Okay. Just don't know if we have false news again today.
No.
Yeah, just imagine if we didn't have... to find out what someone was doing in their life, we'd actually have to call them up and ask and not just look at their Instagram feed.
It's a little hard to find at the moment because they're making all these fake accounts about the Ukraine, but they do set up lots of fake accounts with misinformation to mislead people in the West and everything.
Wow. Technology.
They love it. They love it.
Fake accounts really annoy me.
It's their favourite thing to do. Yeah.
It's really annoying.
Yeah, you poor thing. But anyway, here we go with the episode.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. How'd you go yesterday with no internet?
I went to the gym. I had quite a long lunch. I read my book in the bath. But I did go home and I was like, oh, I'll watch TV. But the TV was pretty boring.
Just regular TV, like old school.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, it's a bit boring. And then I was like, maybe I'll play some music. Couldn't do that, obviously, Spotify. Don't have a CD player, don't have a DVD player.
Need to get a vinyl record player.
And I was like, oh, maybe I'll, you know, do some Duolingo. Can't use the app.
Dua Lipa, yeah, we play her.
No, Duolingo. I was just like, damn, can't do anything.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel like going out and actually physically moving.
You know how I do all that internet piracy?
Yeah.
I had my show already on my computer, didn't I?
Oh, stop it. But you're still tired today. Why are you tired today?
Oh, just damn. No, just damn. Just one of those mornings the alarm goes off and you go, oh, I'm still tired.
Oh,
not
no.
yet.
Yeah, I did that. I actually woke up. I was more awake when I woke up at 3 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
I had a really weird dream and I was like, nah, I don't accept that.
Yeah.
So I tried to go back to sleep to have a different dream, but it didn't work.
Right. How are you feeling when the internet went down? Because you could get a little bit of data on the phone, and while I was reading online, there was a there's a news outlet in Hobart that was saying, oh, this happened just minutes after Scott Morrison pledged to support Ukraine. So people are going, oh, are we being attacked by Russian hackers or something?
Literally everyone I spoke to did say that. Yeah. But I don't think so. But you never know.
Yeah. Then it turned out, it was just the construction workers.
Yeah.
Over in Melbourne as well. How dare they?
I know. Rivalry now. I also did speak to some mum friends and they were like, not being able to play the Wiggles really ruined their day.
Yeah.
Because it's not like anyone buys the DVDs anymore. So, hot tip, get the DVDs. Just at least one. Just in case.
And Ari, you're going to invest in a vinyl record player now for your music or what?
Nah.
The internet goes down?
Nah, I might just buy a DVD player.
What about music though? You're going to...
Oh, I do have CDs. I just don't have a CD player.
Might have to get a player.
I might have to just sit in the car next time.
Yeah, couldn't stream radio, so I had to go old school, get the old wireless out.
I actually don't even own a radio at home. I do need to get one, though. I do indeed. Harvey Norman have a good range there, so I might have to suss it out.
And they couldn't take calls here on the shows because the landlines were down too.
I know. I did tell that great Lee Dixon on 7ADBU. I was like, mate, don't worry about it. If anyone wants to enter a competition, just tell them to send a pigeon. Just write a letter.
A pigeon, yeah, that works.
Write a letter.
Telegram.
I'd like to win this because of this.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We'll take your entry.
Yeah. On today's show, we got a fair bit. We're talking to someone from the NWFL. It changed. So we're talking to Phil, one of the coaches, because they're looking for umpires.
Yeah, they sure are. Yep.
We're going to probably catch up with Steady Eddie if he's feeling good.
Hopefully he's feeling good. We need to chat with Steady Eddie because I'm worried about these drivers without their lights on.
Mm-hmm. Two more $100 gift cards to Woolies to give out and a double pass to the CFM Devonport Regatta.
Yeah, we're asking on the Facebook page today. You can also call 1-300-655-922. Growing up, what did you do as a kid for fun without internet? Or you can tell us what you did yesterday.
Without internet, yeah.
Without internet.
But to win that CFM Devonport Regatta double pass...
You've
got to call 1-300-655-922. This is a shout.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
We have Christine on. Morning, Christine.
Oh, well, I had alcoholic parents, but we've done well, and we played British Bulldog, hide and seek and all that, and my brother broke his arm on the swing, and we took him home, mum didn't, but we just had fun.
That's
and
good...
now I'm going through a lot of health issues, fighting for my life, and I'm just enjoying my life. I'm 60 years old. April the 15th on Good Friday. I'm just enjoying my life.
Yeah,
we just had so fun. My parents did the best they could. It's just so fun back then.
That is a good point. Before we had the internet, we used to break limbs on trampolines and swings,
so
monkey bars, get sick from the dizzy whizzes, you know?
Yeah, a lot of outdoor
activities. We had fun, and, you know, I'm frightened for my life now, but I'm going to enjoy my 60th.
Yeah.
And I listen to your radio station all day.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I just love it. It's just a top station. It means the world to me, you know. I hope one of my family put... I've lost my daughter 10 years ago because I'm an alcoholic and I'm 5 months sober and I'm still fighting for my life. It's just so hard, but I'm doing it.
Mm, well, good on you. Do you use much internet or, I mean, you try and enjoy your life?
No,
do you
I
avoid it?
Internet. I just... old school phone.
Yeah.
You but just, I'm happy. Just, I'm getting there. I'm just living the day as if it's my last... on
you,
Earth.
Yeah. Do you think the internet's a bit of a waste of time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, when you tally up how much time we spend on it, it'd be...
Oh, it's not easy. You know, I think that sometimes it's lazy. I just like the old school stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not young spring chicken anymore, but I'm surviving somehow.
Well, good on you. What's your name, sorry?
I listen to your station. It's the top station.
Thanks for listening.
Earth, I think.
Thanks for your call. We'll throw you in the draw for that regatta double pass and we'll let you know by the end of the show.
Oh, right. I really appreciate that, darling. I hope someone does well anyway over it.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
All right, Sean from Somerset, are you calling about what you used to do before the internet or what you did yesterday?
Yeah, both, really. Before the internet, you weren't stuck inside all the time. Like, primarily in our house, we use the internet overnight for Netflix. That's about it, really. The struggle I had yesterday, putting the internet down, trying to get cash.
Yes!
Yeah, forgot to mention that, but yeah.
I know we're heading towards a cashless society, but yesterday was a perfect example of why we should not do that, I think.
You know what? I've had this discussion with my friends over the last couple of weeks. that we probably should take some cash out in case of emergencies.
Yeah, well, that's right, because lucky enough, my young fella had a bit of a cash dash, and I could tap into that for yesterday, but yeah, it was very inconvenient.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely heard heaps of people couldn't pay on FPOS and stuff. Yeah, people are tapping with their phones and everything now. It's like, without the internet or phone connections, you're doomed.
Yeah.
You're literally up the creek, aren't you, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's so right, isn't it?
Yeah. Good point, Sean. We'll put you in the draw for the double pass of the CFM Devonport Regatta.
Good on you guys. You have a good day.
You too,
thanks,
mate.
Sean.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
1-300-655-922 is the number to play Who Dat.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who Dat?
I can't tell the difference.
It's time to play Who Dat. The line is 1-300-655-922. We're looking for Emma Stone. Adam's going to play three clips, A, B, and C. If you think you know which one is the real Emma Stone, then make sure you dial that number, 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a double pass to Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens.
She's done it.
Yeah, thanks.
Almost said the old prize, but
yeah,
she did
sorry.
It. And the good thing is we didn't draw attention to it. All right.
Oh, Adam.
All right, A, B, or C. Which one is Emma Stone? This is clip A.
I feel like we're in Quentin Tarantino's house. I feel like this is where I imagine he lives.
Going with the husky voices this week, aren't we?
Bit of a theme there, Ad.
Yeah, all right. Or is it clip B? Is this Emma Stone?
Jim got very fat. Mm-hmm. He wore a lot of padding, but he also ate a lot of cheese sandwiches.
Emma Stone, often talking about cheese sandwiches, I think. Or is it clip C? Is this Emma Stone?
My little brother is my favorite person that's ever lived of all time. I love him so much. And,
all right, A, B, or C, which one do you think is Emma Stone? Call us, 1-300-655-922.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Mysterious Mel, so mysterious, is on the line. Hello, Mel.
Hi.
How's it going this morning?
Great.
Are you calling to play Who Dat?
Of course.
All right, I'll give you the clips, Mel. This is clip A.
I feel like we're in Quentin Tarantino's house. I feel like this is where I imagine he lives.
And we got clip B.
Jim got very fat. Mm-hmm. He wore a lot of padding, but he also ate a lot of cheese sandwiches.
And mysterious Mel, we have clip C.
My little brother is my favorite person that's ever lived of all time. I love him so much. And
A, B, or C, Mel, which one's Emma Stone?
I'm going to go C.
My little brother is my favorite person that's ever lived of all time. I love him so much. And
mysterious Mel, mysteriously enough, you've done it.
She's done it, Ari. Go, Mel.
Ari, she's done it.
You're in the draw to win that double. Yep, you are in the draw to win that double pass to Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens.
Thank you.
She's done it. She got the prize right again. Just.
Go, Mel.
Go, Mel. Go, Ari. Thanks, Mel.
Thanks.
We have your details permanently
saved in my mobile phone.
She's long gone. Bye, Mel. Alrighty, clip A was Jennifer Lawrence and clip B, Courtney Love.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
That's a great one. That's Green Day Minority on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Let's have a look at history, Ari.
Today in history, the thing that happened
thousands of years ago.
Alrighty, today, Ari, is the 2nd of March. Welcome to autumn.
What?
How about it?
Sorry, what?
How about
is it autumn now?
Yeah, how about yesterday as a welcome to autumn too? What a strange day.
What? But, that's weird. Where did summer go?
It was on this day, Ari, in 1996, that John Howard's coalition won the federal election by a landslide victory.
The government that I will lead will be a government not only for the people who voted for us, but also for the people who voted against us.
That was his first victory, so that's when he first became PM, this day in 96 for you, until 2007.
Okay.
11 years for you.
Long time.
On this day in 2001, Speedo closed down their one remaining Australian factory in Sydney. You know Speedos?
In 2001? Yeah.
But they still make them, I'm pretty sure. They just don't make them in Australia.
Uh-huh.
The factory closed
in
Sydney.
That's why the quality has gone down.
Yes. On this day in 2020, the New South Wales Rural Fire Service declared for the first time in 8 months that there were no active bush or grass fires. So that was after all the...
That feels like so long ago.
2 years, yeah, that the fires were happening. And it was on this day that they'd finally stopped, at least in New South Wales. And it was the first time in 8 months there were no fires going on. That's how long ago it was. It wasn't just 2 years ago that the fires were happening. It's 2 years ago that the fires ended.
Yeah.
So long ago. It's just been a blur this last couple of years. You know? I mean, what has COVID done to time? That's what I want to know.
Do you think that we should just not count the last couple of years so you wouldn't be 31, you'd still be 29?
I just think we need that.
I think we should.
And we need that Elon Musk with his SpaceX investigating what COVID has done to the space-time continuum.
Yeah.
Because there could be some kind of time travel technology in there.
Get it, Elon.
Get it, Elon. I know he's a fan of the show. He's probably listening. And it was on this day, you might remember this story, 2021, last year, 6 books by Dr. Seuss ceased publication because of what was described as racist and insensitive imagery, according to Dr. Seuss Enterprises. Do you remember that story this time last year?
No.
Oh, there were 6 other books.
What is it, Green Eggs and Ham?
No.
Is that Dr. Seuss?
Not this one.
Do you like Green Eggs and Ham?
That one's still being published. No, it was some other ones.
Oh, good, that's my favourite one.
And they were all going on eBay for high prices because everyone was like, ooh.
Because everyone likes them.
Well, and also because they weren't going to be published anymore, so they're worth more then. So it just makes people... No, there were all ones that people don't really read. It just made people want to read them.
Conspiracy.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Wow, send your complaints in.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Pretty something interesting in the cricket world. I know you're not that interested in cricket, but you might be interested in this just because it's pretty interesting. This Friday, they kick off a test series in Pakistan. The Australian players are already over there. They've landed. It's the first time since 1998 that Australia's played in Pakistan. The team's going to be surrounded by a ring of security. There's 3 tests, 3 ODIs and a T20. And a spokesman for Pakistan's Interior Ministry told the AFP, such security arrangements, are only made for high-level foreign delegates and the President and Prime Minister of Pakistan. Roads are going to be blocked off when the Australians make the 15K commute to the ground, and their team bus will be shadowed by army helicopters. Snipers.
Wow.
Snipers are going to be positioned on buildings surrounding the stadium, and nearby shops and offices have been ordered to close on match days just to keep them safe. But it's a huge step, I suppose, in the right direction, as long as everything goes right, because it hasn't happened since 1998.
That's a long time.
I think since 2009, have had to play home games in the UAE. So
yeah,
they'll be happy to be playing at home too. Kicks off this Friday.
Yeah.
They're already there, surrounded by security.
Cricket news.
That'd make you a bit nervous, wouldn't it?
It actually would.
Good on the Aussie players for being brave, because that'd be scary. But anyway, today we're asking after what happened yesterday, what did you do before the internet?
Yeah, what did you do yesterday? A lot of my mum friends struggled without having the wheels.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't really think about that. It's not like you think, oh, I'll go get a DVD of the Wiggles, just in case of emergency. So the stash you need, a little bit of cash, the Wiggles DVD and a CD.
We've discovered as of yesterday, or a vinyl record.
Or a vinyl.
Get CD the Wiggles on vinyl.
Oh,
that sweet, smooth analog sound.
Do they sell the Wiggles on vinyl?
I don't know. Maybe they were around early enough in the early 90s to still press it on record. I don't know.
That would be so funny if you had a vinyl record of the Wiggles.
Yeah, it'd be great. But 1-300-655-922, what did you do yesterday without the internet? Or what did you do before the internet? And the caller of the day will win a double pass to the CFM Devonport Regatta. You know who it is, Ari.
Oh.
The Peppers. CFM's Adam and Ari, 10 past 7.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers, Other Side on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. The drummer of the Peppers there, Ari, you'll be happy to know, drummed on Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam's new solo album, Chad Smith. But anyway, stop talking about Pearl Jam, Ari. We're talking about what did you do before the internet, or what did you do yesterday at 1-300-655-922. We have Alex. Morning, Alex.
We had a really good neighbourhood where we lived, where all the kids, probably about 20 of us, we always did get together and play cricket and football. and there was we had a big cul-de-sac near us, and in the middle of it there was a big grass area, and one of the kids' dads used to go across every week, and he used to mow a cricket pitch, and we had organised teams, and he'd umpire and play cricket. And then in the winter, he even had, I don't know where he got them from, he had some kind of goalposts. And he used to put goalposts up at each end. And we used to have two football teams, used to play football against each other. It was great.
Yeah.
That's actually amazing. People, that is life.
People used to go all out for the backyard sports, definitely. And all day you'd play?
Yeah, exactly. You know, weekends, you'd play, you know, all day, both days. And after school, depending on weather and homework, you'd go and play and... It was great, you know. And we all got exercise and fresh air, and you made good friends. And
you actually knew your neighbours.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
That's so good.
And, yeah, and just to reiterate what the other caller said about FPOS, we had a our FPOS didn't go down for some reason. I don't know why. But we had a never-ending stream of people coming and complaining that all the FPOSs were down. And I thought, why don't you have some cash?
Yeah.
It just frustrates the life out of me. You know, I always try and carry, you know, about $20 if I can. So if something does happen, you've got enough to buy yourself something to eat, you know?
Yeah, it's a good point, and probably now people will carry cash after yesterday, but I can't really say anything because I didn't have any cash.
I actually did, for the first time, have cash.
Yeah, well, there you go. You were lucky.
Yeah, for the first time, but, I mean, that's going to disappear. I even had to pay... coin in the car park, like in the parking meter.
Well, you couldn't pay with
because I couldn't use the Easy Park, right. And it was like the first time ever I actually had coins.
Mm. Well, thanks for your call, Alex. We'll pop you in the draw for that double pass to the CFM Devonport Regatta. We'll let you know by the end of the show if you've been drawn the caller of the day.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
I had to put the dog news thing when she said dog, you see, in the song, Ari. Everybody but your dog news, you get me?
Yeah, I get you.
Dog news time, all right. Feel free to be suspicious of this one. I feel like in this article there's not enough information.
More conspiracy theories.
I know you're a skeptic.
Okay, talk to me, Adam.
Dog owners could soon be offered a new pill that may extend the lifespan of their pets by as much as a third. Researchers in the US believe a drug called rapamycin could elongate the average lifespan of canines by as much as a third. Previous experiments in smaller animals, such as mice, have found that rapamycin can extend maximum lifespan by anything between 9 and 30%. A recent trial at the University of Washington will try rapamycin on dogs to see if it has similar results. Professor Daniel Promislow, he said that the study's focusing on large breed dogs like your Santee, probably includes, I reckon. Eligible dogs will be a similar size to a Labrador and age 7 to 10. How old is Santee, your golden retrieve?
5 this month.
Not old enough to be experimented on, but by the time she's 10, they might have this pill out.
Okay.
He said, if it's successful, I would say that a life extension of 1 to 2 years for a dog that's of that size would be really meaningful for both the dog and the owner. The effects of rapamycin may also translate to humans, apparently.
Yeah, that's literally what I was thinking was next step. Everyone's going to be taking that.
Mm.
To extend their own life.
Mm-hmm. Professor Promislow said, dogs age just like we do. They experience many of the same age-related diseases. They have a sophisticated health care system just like we do. The health care system has GPs, clinics and specialists, but one of the specialists that they don't have in veterinary medicine is geriatrics. There isn't a science for dogs, and we want to create that body of knowledge, like geriatrics for dogs. That's all that was in the article.
I think that's crossing the line with
immortality.
Yeah.
You don't want Sandy to be immortal.
I think everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, but she'd only live a few years longer. She wouldn't be immortal. But also, there's no... The article had a lot of spelling errors in it.
Oh, that's a big sign.
And
is it off Wikipedia?
And there's no information about how rapamycin works or why it... Like, does it stop diseases that you may get when you're older, or does it just stop you aging? I don't understand. There was no other information in there.
Yeah, what if those last 2 years is a horrible life for the dog, but they're still alive?
Yeah, it doesn't cover too much of the questions that you may have.
Yeah, I don't trust it.
You know, dog news is nothing if not accurate.
Yeah, so
I just want to make
sure. We're going to go false dog news
I think
today?
This is probably the last we'll be hearing of this rapamycin.
What is it? Fake news.
Certain people are saying you're fake because of this news.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog, dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog, dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It's time for Word Sanger. We're going to give you two words. Well, Theo will, to be exact. We'll give you two words. If you know the word that goes in the middle of the sandwich, then give us a call on 1300 655 922. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Theo, our supreme gentleman word machine, what words you got for us today?
Your words for today are off and up.
Off.
Off and up.
So off something, something up.
Something.
Or something. Sorry, Adam.
1300 655 922. If you know the word that'll make up our singer, off something, something up. We were looking for that something in the middle. If you know what it is, 1300 655 922.
Word singer.
Something.
Michelle from Ulverston is on to play Word Singer today. Theo will give you the words, Michelle.
Your words for today are off and up.
What do you think goes in the middle?
Would that be ramp?
It's not ramp. Thanks for playing, Michelle. Thank Sorry. You.
Thanks, Michelle. Bye.
Christine from Georgetown is on to play Word Singer. Hear your words, Christine.
Your words for today are off and up.
What goes in the middle?
Oh, would it be button?
It's not button.
Oh, well, just try it anyway.
Yeah, good on you for
Thanks
having a go.
Thanks for the call, Christine. Sorry. All the way from Georgetown.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thanks, bye. Bye.
From Georgetown. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that is
Sup,
cool.
Sup, players?
Yeah, everyone's streaming us everywhere. Strawn, Georgetown.
I know. We love you guys so much.
Yeah. They should network us on all our radio stations, really.
Oh,
make it
stop
easier.
It.
Just make it easier for the people. They're trying to listen to us. I reckon she's streaming on the iHeartRadio app too. She probably got
it. How good is the app, though?
I do love it.
I do love it too.
Now, look, I reckon we're going to have to roll it over because we have to fit in the Woolies gift card giveaways.
Yep.
So
roll
that's
over.
It. Roll
Off
over till
up.
Tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Let's give away $200 Woolies gift cards, why don't we?
Yes, we've got them. Woolworths proudly supports Tasmanian producers. It's great when it's from our state. So we're asking today, what is your favourite local Tassie-made product at Woolies?
But just wait. We've had a few answers already. They've been eliminated from our list.
Mm-hmm.
Big list.
Big
Lots
list
of Tassie
here.
Produce. Salmon's been picked. Duck River butter picked. Better Milk and Ashgrove Milk picked. Other than those, what's your favourite?
And there's lots. There's lots of favourites.
There's heaps.
All of the favourites are from Tassie.
1300 655 922. Tell us your favourite other than those four and you instantly win a $100 Woolies gift card.
You sure do.
This is how we do it, Ari.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Tracinda, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
We're good. Do you have a favourite Tassie item at Woolies?
I do. It's the Tamar Valley Dairy Greek Style Yogurt.
Oh, yum. It is delicious. Even being lactose intolerant, I do love the Tamar Valley yogurt. That is on the list.
It's on the list. Claire is our next caller. Claire, do you have a favourite item at Woolies that's Tasmanian?
I sure do, and it's an easy one. It's the Tasmanian Heritage Camembert Cheese.
Oh my God. Classic. That is a classic.
Oh, my God, yum.
And you know what? It's on the list.
Oh, so good,
Claire,
especially with some quince paste.
You've got $100 to spend at Woolies with that gift card. You can spend it on $100 worth of camembert if you like.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Woolworths proudly supports Tasmanian producers. It's great when it's from our state.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Ari.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, all.
Sup, players?
Well, I'll tell you what's up. We're going to check in with the street team, I think. Right?
Yeah, we sure are. Dakisha will be out and about in the CFM Cruiser. Well, she should be there right now.
Yeah.
At Sig Signs in Burnie.
You got to go along and guess which cup the rubber duck is under for your chance to score yourself a CFM show bag.
So if you want to catch Dakisha, then head out right now to Sig Signs.
No Renner?
To be honest, I have no idea about Ren. She said she wasn't feeling great.
Oh, no.
But that was last night, because, you know, we go to bed so early, Adam.
Yeah.
So... I'd have to run out and check if the cruiser's in the car park.
Can you see it from the window? You
can't. Well, I can't see it from the window. The car park's behind us. Oh, Renna here. Not today.
Not today.
Sorry.
Oh. Yes. Wishing you all the love, 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 Renna.
Love, love, love.
Yeah, love, 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 Renna. Love, love, love.
Next, Sig Science. Go find Takesha and we'll check in with her next. This is Ed Sheeran. CFM's Adam and Ari, 10 past 8.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
Ed Sheeran Sing on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, 13 minutes past 8. We're going to go out and check in with the number one singer on the coast, Takesha from the Street Team.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the coast best free stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
She's fancy like, and she's out,
so fancy.
And she's out and about the CFM Cruiser. Good morning, Takesha.
Good morning. I'm never going to live it down, am I?
No.
Hopefully not. Hopefully not.
It's our favourite thing you've ever done. Singing along to Fancy Like. You just love it.
We're so proud.
Sounded so good.
We're so proud.
You couldn't have recorded me like last Christmas when I sung it so much better, could you?
Definitely not.
No.
I'll do it again for you one day, but not today. I have not recovered.
Encore.
Well, one thing I did do today, or should I say did not do, is grab my rubber duck.
Oh,
so
no.
So we're going to play a little game, but it's going to be with a paperclip instead. So come down and see me. I'm at Sig Signs. I've, of course, got Cripps Master Loaf. Got some fresh bread for your breakfast, maybe for your tea, breakfast, lunch and tea. Come and see me. Grab yourself some freebies. I've got stickers. I've got key tags. And I'm having a lot of fun down here at Sig Signs in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Burnie Electrical.
You can do so much with Cripps Master Loaf. Might I add that Cripps Master Loaf is also a Tassie product you can get from Woolworths.
You're giving people answers for tomorrow's gift
maybe
card giveaway.
Might be slipping that in. Maybe.
Ari, very unprofessional.
What do you mean? I'm just giving everyone a heads up for tomorrow. They can eat it and cool up.
With their mouth full?
Yep. Sig Signs. It's where Takesha is at.
Go find her birthday books next.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What's going on down there at the reception desk?
Nothing. Why?
Call 1-300-655-922.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
We've got some birthday shout-outs to do. They've been registered at cfmtaz.com.au through our CFM birthday book, so they're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties. Thanks to Peppermint Parties, Marquee, Photo Booth, lots more. Who we got?
Lewis Perry from Turner's Beach. Happy 12th birthday, Lewis. Hope you have a fun day at school from your favourite brother and mum and dad.
Grace Ruby Locke from Sprayton. Grace Ruby Locke is a decade old. 10, 10, 10. Yeah, ha. Happy birthday, our princess. Mummy and daddy love you to the moon and back, Savage Garden. Celebration tonight when you get home from school.
And lots of kisses there as well. Zach French from Burnie. Happy birthday, Uncle Zach. From Charlie, Winter, Edie and Ava.
We have Michaela Zimmel from Wilmot. Happy birthday, Mac. Love you from Mel and Dad.
And Duke from Wynyard. Happy 4th birthday, Duke. Have the best day, big boy. I love Mum, Dad, Chloe and Missy.
Remember, if you know someone having a birthday, register it at cfmtaz.com.au for a birthday shout-out on the air and your chance to win that $50 voucher to spend at Peppermint Parties.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
All I do is sit around and wait for better days.
So what everyone was doing yesterday, sitting around waiting for better days because the internet was down. See, segues from every song, Ari. Yesterday.
Sometimes I get a little bit worried about you, Adam.
Why? What are you worried about?
You're so strange sometimes.
I am excited about The Batman, this new Batman movie, and haven't been excited about a comic book movie in some time, but it's not an origin story, I don't think, as far as I can tell, which they annoy me. Every time they reboot Batman, it's the same story. It's like, this is how he became Batman. It's like, we know, we've seen it in 12,000 films,
yeah,
Ari.
But each one is so good.
But it's the same story, we've seen it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I can watch the same movie over and over again. At least it's different people.
But I don't think that's what they're doing. And okay. I'm also excited because... the Riddler's in it. This is Paul Dano, who played the Riddler, talking about he had to struggle. He struggled after being on the set to wind down after being the Riddler.
But yeah, sometimes it's a little hard to come down from the day. But I think I mean that, and I'll be curious if this holds up for you. More like an athlete, frankly, where you're like, you prepare your body and mind. You know, when you have a big scene in a Batman film, it is game day, and you have to be at a certain temperature. And that temperature is not the temperature that I exist at in real life, right? When I'm at home, with, you know, you're sort of operating at a different temperature. So, yeah, sometimes, like, especially with a character like this, it's a little hard to come down from at the end of the day.
And I can understand that.
You can hear him as a chill dude. He's not doing riddles at home, tormenting the Batman, is he, in his day-to-day life? But I'm like, the Riddler's my favourite Batman villain, and
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you love the Riddler.
I dressed up as him last Halloween, didn't even know there was a new movie on the horizon that was going to feature him, because he hadn't been featured since the 90s in a film anyway, because everyone's all about the Joker, and I know people are excited about the Joker. Apparently this is part of a trilogy. The Joker will appear at some point in the trilogy.
Oh, really?
So all the Joker people, hey, you're fine, you get your precious Joker still, but just not in the first one here.
Okay.
So we can all just get along? Riddler and Joker fans,
okay,
unite.
Okay,
but I'm excited about that as well. I like the Riddler.
You're gonna dress up as the Riddler. I was gonna say tomorrow.
I'm gonna see it on Saturday, but no, I'm not going to dress up.
Can you do it tomorrow? Come on, ads.
Why?
Just for fun.
Maybe for Fancy Friday.
Yeah, I actually thought again that tomorrow was Friday.
Yeah.
But today for everyone, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, you've been saying that off air.
Yeah,
but she's
all
been,
day.
She's just been referring to today as Thursday. Like, oh, it's payday today, isn't it? I wonder if I've been paid yet. No, it's Wednesday. Payday is Thursday.
Oh. Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Warm your vocal cords up and polish your crown, because it's time for this.
Take it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Keys.
Sing it!
It is time to sing it as loud as you can for your chance to win a $50 voucher to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. They're local just like us. We're going to play a little snippet of a song. If you know the next line or more, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, we love it when you do a little bit more than just one line, then, you'll be in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Leading Edge Electronics.
All right, here's the line. Call us with the next one at 1-300-655-922.
Damn it.
Play it again.
I want something else.
And then what? You just give us the next bit.
What do you want?
What?
I want.
He says what he wants. He wants something else.
I want something else.
What does he want it for, though? Is what you mean.
Yeah.
What does he want it for? He wants it for a reason.
What is that reason?
1-300-655-922 if you know the next bit.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Quarter to nine. Up next, we'll talk to Phil McCulloch from the NWFL. They're looking for umpires at the moment, but first we're playing this.
Take it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Keys.
Sing it.
Melissa from Ulverston is on to play Chorus Kings today. All right, Melissa, I'll give you the line and you take it from there.
Okay.
I want something else.
Go, Melissa.
To get me through this semi-charm kind of life, baby, baby.
Oh, yeah! What a king.
To get me through this semi-charm kind of life, baby, baby.
Hey, Melissa, for bonus points, should we all do the do-do-do's?
Okay.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Dip, dip, dip.
Dip, dip, dip. Dip, dip, dip. Dip,
dip, dip. Dip, dip, dip. Dip, dip, dip. Brilliant.
That was so bad.
Melissa earned it today. She earned it. She earned that crown. She earned a crown.
Go, Melissa. Congratulations. You're in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They're local just like us.
Thank you.
More than welcome. Hang there and I'll grab your details. I literally had fear in my eyes, Adam, looking at you. I was like, what, doos?
With the doos.
You're very trusting.
Well, Melissa got it. She speaks my language. She knew what I meant.
That's it.
Go, Melissa.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.
Bye. Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
We're joined on the phone by one of the coaches from the NWFL, Phil McCulloch. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, gang.
Good morning.
So how far away are we now from footy season?
31 days.
Getting close.
Not long at all. Now, there's an urgent call out for umpires, Phil.
As always, this time of year, we're always looking for new recruits. So it's got to that point. We're 4 weeks out and we can always do with more. So, we're keen to get as many as we can, and they can be aged from 13 and above.
Yeah, wow, cool. From 13.
That's good to know. Yeah, youngsters can do it.
Yeah, there's opportunities for juniors to come in, and that's boys and girls. And, you know, they can be fit or not fit, happy to find a role for them where they run or they don't have to run if they want to be a goal umpire.
Fantastic.
But, lots of opportunities.
Yeah, and do they get paid for it?
Absolutely. It's very, very handy. I know when I was a teenager growing up, that pocket money is pretty handy. So you can earn anywhere from $30 to $40 a game right through to, if you make it through to state league, you're looking at a couple of $100 a game.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And do you need any experience if you are a teen?
Yeah, no experience. Just a positive attitude and be willing to learn, because we've got a pretty good coaching group that can provide all the training and coaching that's required, as well as a really supportive environment. So, got a lot of families involved, actually. So there's a lot of times where we have a younger person come along, and lo and behold, their mum or dad ends up umpiring as well.
Yeah.
Awesome. So if people want to get involved and become an umpire for this season, where do they go?
So best to go online, Umpire AFL. If you search that in Google, you'll find the website. It's got all the links, or on the socials. So Umpire AFL Northwest will find us.
And Phil, is there still time to sign up if you want to be a player this season?
I dare say the clubs would also be looking for players, but I'd suggest come across to the dark side and umpire, or alternately, there is a campaign at the moment where you can play one day, umpire the next. So,
best of both worlds.
Yeah, so that especially appeals to those people that are maybe playing footy on a Sunday in the junior comps. They can come and earn some dollars on the Saturday and get fit, and then have a kick on Sunday with their friends.
Yeah, what a load of fun.
Wonderful. And get paid.
Make a bit of cash, yeah, exactly. Perfect.
Always a gap for you too if you want to come along.
Go ahead, Ari.
Sport.
Maybe I could do it. I'm definitely better at it.
I think you could do it.
I'm definitely better as a cricket umpire, I think. But I do know the rules, at least, better than Ari. So it's a possibility.
Hey,
I'll have to check it out.
I did play football a long time ago.
Really?
I'm always like the back defence person. It's like always the one that they can drop.
Yeah, okay.
It's always like if you don't have enough players in the team, that's always the position that gets dropped. That's usually the position I play.
Yeah, wing defence, I remember you saying, in netball as well. There you go. Well, thanks so much for telling us about it, Phil. It's only a month away, so get involved and become an umpire if you want to, and you want to make some cash and you want to have some fun, and also sign up as a player if you want to play this season. For more information, you can go to umpire.afl, or you can look up at NW Taz Umpires on Facebook. Training is Monday and Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Ulverston Showgrounds each week. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, guys.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yes, indeed. Good morning. It's Wednesday, so it's hump day, I reckon, Ari. Let's go over to Steady Eddie on the phones and have a hump day traffic chat.
Hump day traffic chats.
With Steady Eddie. Now, if you want to go and take a ride with me. How are you today?
Right. We're good. How are you, Steady Eddie?
Mate, I am marvellous. Today it's my birthday.
Happy birthday to him. You know what? We knew it was your birthday, and we have a special surprise for you.
Yeah, there's someone that calls the show that claims that she knows you, Eddie, and she's on the phone with us as well.
Oh, no way, yeah.
Are you there? Oh, this is awesome. And she's mysterious as well. Are you there, Mysterious Mel?
Hi, Eddie.
Oh, yes, Mysterious Mel. Oh, yeah.
How do you guys know each other?
I'm going to keep that a bit of a mystery.
We've got Mysterious Eddie now.
Yeah, both mysterious.
Us radio personalities can't give off that sort of information.
Right. I've known Mysterious Mill for a long, long time. Lovely, lovely lady.
Mm, nice. What a pleasure to speak to him on his birthday, Ari.
I know, huge happy birthday.
Yeah. It's a good day. It's going to be a good day today.
Yeah, so it's got like extra inner peace on the roads today, I imagine?
Oh, extra inner peace today. I would love to set everyone a bit of a test this week to see if they can bring out their inner peace.
Mm-hmm.
And if it comes to a time when they need to, yeah, bring it out and see how you go, and please share the love, share the difference that it made.
Mm.
Yeah, share the results.
Mysterious Mill, how do you go on the roads? Do you ever get angry, or it's all inner peace from you?
Oh, angry all the time.
Are
you? I was about to say, now, remember, I've driven with you, Mysterious Mill, so... Yeah, got a lot of work to do with Mysterious Mill.
Eddie's got
you
a lot
might
of...
have to come and get me again soon, Mysterious Mill, so I can give you some good lessons.
Man,
with some inner peace.
Yeah, Mysterious Mill needs a lesson in inner peace.
Well, oh, this is unreal, guys. You just got me here. I'm going all red. I'm getting flustered.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay!
Thank you, Mel. Thank you, Ari and Adam. Thank you very much. It made me morning.
Well, that's good.
That's
on your
what
birthday.
We want to do. Well, a huge happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Mysterious Mel. Thank you, Steady Eddie. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
Thank you. And I want to do a quick shout-out, if that's okay.
Yes, go for it.
Well, I'm going to do a shout-out to you guys and everyone that works at CFM.
Oh, thanks, Eddie.
Thank you, Mysterious Mel.
I'm going to give you guys a shout-out, so... Yeah. Good shout out to you guys.
Thanks, Eddie. Appreciate that. And a big shout out to you and happy birthday.
Adam?
A big shout out to you as well and happy birthday. Sorry, that beeping is Mel. She's hung up.
She likes to just hang up sometimes.
She just mysteriously wanders off.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
Today we've been asking on the phones at 1300 655 922. What did you do before the days of the internet, or before the internet was such a big part of our lives, or what did you do yesterday when the internet was down? And we have a caller to announce as caller of the day, and this caller will win a double pass to the CFM Devonport Regatta happening this Sunday.
We're going to be there too. Super excited.
Mm. So, are we going to? Who are we giving? We're going to give it to.
I think Sean from Somerset takes it out the ballpark today.
Sean from Somerset. This was his call earlier today about what he did before the internet.
Before the internet, you weren't stuck inside all the time. Like, primarily in our house, we use the internet every night for Netflix. That's about it, really. The struggle I had yesterday, putting the internet down, trying to get cash.
Yes!
Yeah, forgot to mention that, but yeah.
I know we're heading towards a cashless society, but yesterday was a perfect example of why we should not do that, I think.
You know what? I've had this discussion with my friends over the last couple of weeks that we probably should take some cash out in case of emergencies.
Yeah, well, that's right, because lucky enough, my young fella had a bit of a cash dash, and I could tap into that for yesterday, but it was very inconvenient.
Yeah,
definitely. I definitely heard heaps of people couldn't pay on FPOS and stuff. Yeah, people are tapping with their phones and everything now. It's like, without the internet or phone connections, you're doomed.
Yeah.
You're literally up the creek, aren't you, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. That's so right, isn't it?
Yeah, good point, Sean. We'll put you in the draw for the double pass to the CFM Devonport Regatta.
Good on you, guys. You have a good day.
You too, mate. There he goes. That's Sean, and he's won that double pass. We'll have another double pass tomorrow, so be part of the conversation tomorrow for your chance to win a double pass to the CFM Devonport Regatta. It's happening this Sunday, Ari. You pumped?
I am pumped.
I'm pumped.
Ready to listen to those boats in the water. They're so loud.
They are good, aren't they? They're cool.
So cool.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
CFM's Adam and Ari done for today. Tomorrow, more ways to win, more double passes to the CFM Devonport Regatta.
You know what I'm really excited about tomorrow?
What?
That I can actually say it is Thursday tomorrow.
Yeah, you'll be saying Friday by then, won't you? We've also got two more $100 Woolies gift cards to give out tomorrow, so listen up.
I know, so exciting. All we want to know is your favourite Tasmanian local product or produce.
Apart from salmon, Duck River butter, Better Milk, Ashgrove milk, Camembert and Tamar Valley yogurt.
Besides those items, another item.
There's a big list.
For your chance to win a $100 voucher to spend at Woolies. I love Woolies.
Here's a hint. They don't call us the Apple Isle in Tassie for nothing.
Here's a hint. We give it out in the CFM Cruiser.
Oh, no, that's a different product you're talking about.
Crips Marcelo.
Say that tomorrow and you could win. Takeshi, as your workday hits next, enjoy them. We'll see you tomorrow from 6.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hello, darlings. We're back.
That was the episode. So, I mean, what else is there to say?
That I'm hungry. Hey, what are you thinking you're going to eat?
I don't know. Don't know. A Nutribullet shake, maybe.
Are you going to have a Nutribullet shake?
I don't know. Yeah, me mind's on the job. I haven't really thought about it, to be honest.
You don't want to have a pie?
Nah, that's your... You've been craving them all week.
Yeah.
I don't really want a pie. Are I haven't sure? eaten breakfast
well,
yet.
Kate Sobrano was talking about pies, and that was last week, and I'm still thinking about pies. I actually did have a pie.
Hmm.
It just wasn't big enough. It was a little baby. It felt like a little baby pie. Well, by the time it was done, I was like, oh, I haven't even eaten it yet.
Have more pies.
Yeah.
There's more pies out there.
Yeah. But I want a square Balfour's pie.
What is that?
It's not here.
Oh, is there some Adelaide company you just plugged?
Yeah, do you know how good a square pie is? Because you get four crunchy corners. You know? Isn't it just so good? And it's like super... the Balfour's one, so delicious.
But isn't the circular pie, it's one big crunchy corner?
No, I like the... No, because it's more pastry in a corner than in the smooth edge.
I don't think the science checks out on this.
The corners are the best, anyway. National pie is also delicious too.
They a sponsor?
They are delicious.
I'm going to send this to the sales team.
They're delicious.
Mentioning them.
Well, aren't they good?
Oh, they're brilliant, yeah.
See?
I love them.
You also like them.
My favourite is the soggy ones at a footy game or something. Real soggy.
Oh, no,
you
Adam.
Squirt the sauce in the packet. It goes everywhere. It oozes out the little holes.
You would love a soggy pie.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Floppy, soggy, not too
Yuck.
Hot. You can just mow in with
no,
three bites, it's gone.
You need the pastry to be hard and crunchy. So it holds together while you eat it.
No.
Actually, I saw on TikTok the other day, side note, we're staying here. Apparently, women put the food, when they eat, bring the food to their mouth. And apparently, men move their mouth to their food.
Do they?
Yeah. So if you were eating a pie and you're holding a pie, would you... Yeah, apparently men move to their hands and women bring their hands to their mouth to eat it.
Yeah, because I'd be leaning over somewhere, so if it spills, it goes on something.
Yeah, which is also why women probably drop food on their clothes
yes.
more often.
Stupid.
And also there's things called breasts, but yeah.
Yeah, what, to catch it?
Yeah.
I don't want it on the shirt either. It's not like, oh, at least I caught it on the shirt instead of the ground.
Come yeah, on. But then you can eat it still.
Oh, is that why you catch it on your shirt, so you can still eat it?
It's like a little net. Anyway, that was just trending on TikTok the other day.
Now I want a pie. See ya.